This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The White House on Thursday said it was exploring a series of pauses in the Israel-Hamas conflict to help people safely exit Gaza and allow humanitarian aid to get in, but reiterated its opposition to a full ceasefire. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way to Israel.
We've had about 50 to 60 trucks a day of assistance going in. We need that and want that to increase, and I expect you'll see that in the coming days.
United Nations experts are also urging a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, saying time is running out for Palestinian people there who find themselves at, quote, grave risk of genocide. Thousands of people swamped Pakistan's main northwestern border crossing, trying to cross into Afghanistan. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner says it's been a day since the Pakistan government's deadline expired for undocumented foreigners to leave or face expulsion.
The government has brushed off calls from the United Nations, rights groups, and Western embassies to reconsider its expulsion plan. It says Afghans have been involved in Islamist militant attacks and in crime that undermine the security of the country.
The situation in the border points at the moment is completely overwhelming.
Becky Robbie is advocacy manager for the Norwegian Refugee Council.
We're seeing somewhere between 9 and 10,000 people between both border points crossing on a daily basis.
Of the more than 4 million Afghans living in Pakistan, the government estimates 1.7 million are undocumented.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner, who says